Why do we need five divisions?
Chamisha Chumshe Torah. David patterned Tehillim after the Torah. Chazal said that if a person says Tehillim, it's ki'ilu, he's learning a daf gemar. You don't say that when it comes to other things. But there's something unique about saying Tehillim. Tehillim has the sanctity of Tehillim is second to none, and that's the halacha. So therefore, there are five books in Tehillim, just like there are Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Okay, let's learn. So let's begin. Lamatzeach Mizmor David.
We have to say Tehillim for the election. Also, the
Yorkshire
that
Joseph
Rosenberg, the
Shabbos
man,
they said that Moshe. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech
olam shakol nieh bidvarayim. Amen. Rav Shammai, the son-in-law of Bergman,
yeah,
went to the elections, and when he came out, he told people that his father-in-law, Rav Shach, was very tense all election day, and he fasted a chatzi yom.
Wow. Half a day, wow.
Yeah. And the rest of the time he was Mari Shalomites.
He was what?
He Mari Shalomites. He said all kinds of
Tfilis.
Yeah.
Psst. Interesting, very interesting.
There is also the other side one of the Eichensteins, I think. Yosef Zvi. Yeah.
Okay, Lamatzech Mizmor David, Mizmor Memala, page 370. Lamatzech for the conductor, a mizmar, a song, LaDavid, as we always say that when it says what mizmar first, it means that David first played music. David was inspired, and the inspiration brought upon him LaDavid, Ruach HaKodesh. Ashrei Maskil, page 370. Msech the Nedarim, Daf Zayin. Okay, page 370, Mem Aleph. Ma with an aleph, even though it says in the pasuk Ma Hashem Kol Shol Meimakim Liyir Oisay with a hey, Al Tikri Ma Ela Meya Meya, 100 brachas. Okay, there are a lot of words in the word Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph is on the Tzech Mitzvah David Ashrei Maskil Dal. Praiseworthy, fortunate is a person who is wise El Dal concerning the poor. Biyoyim Ra'ah on the day of evil Yemaleteu Hashem. There are many interpretations for this very vague pasuk, but I'll just translate now for the moment. We'll run through a few psukim. Is that David over here in this mizmar? Again, who composed this mizmar, David? When? There's not much mefarshim. Mefarshim don't really say very much exactly when in response to what, other than David, we know a nice part of his life, a significant chunk of his life, was very sick. He was bedridden, deathly ill, and and during his illness, at some point in time during his illness, he composed this mizmar. And this mizmar is a very, very interesting according to what most of the mefarshim explain. He began to appreciate the benefit from being a patient in a hospital, the benefit of bikur cholim. He was very sick, and people, the bikur cholim society came to visit him, and they brought him packages. And they sent him visitors, and they blew shofar for him, and they did everything. They brought him matzah, they brought him a ka'ara, they did everything that is no joke. They did for him all these things, and he praised them very much. This mizmor basically is David over here is giving thank you. He's saying to the people who came to visit him when he was sick, thank you very much. You really made a difference in my life, and the only reason why I got better was because of what you did for me, and therefore I give you a bracha. And my bracha to you is that when, if Rachmana Litzlan, there's a time in this world that evil comes upon this world, there are tekufas in the world where there's raw. Okay, we all know Corona. Corona was a tekufa, it's still going on, of raw. And there are people who survive, people who do not survive. And no one really knows why. Nothing makes any sense. And it'll probably be, who knows, decades to understand what happened. and to understand why some people, you know, it was nothing. Some people, they got less than a cold or nothing. They didn't even know they had corona, and they have antibodies. And some people, Rahman al-Islam, didn't survive a day. No one understands any of this. And David is giving these people a blessing that biyom ra'ah, that if it will come upon this world a tekufa, an era of ra'ah, why? That's only Hashem's understanding. Why Hashem brings upon this world zamanim that are not pleasant. May you, who were kind to me and came to visit me in the hospital and came to inquire after my welfare, make a few phone calls and do whatever you can do to help me, may you be blessed. And during this time of ra'ah, may yimaliteyu Hashem, may Hashem save you. May this whole thing just pass over your head like nothing ever happened. You see that? You see people, there are some people today during corona, not only did nothing happen, they got very rich. There are people that knew how to take advantage, not take advantage, whatever, I don't say, it's not a nice thing to say, is that their services were desperately needed, and they came out of corona multi-millionaires. Okay, and other people, Rahman al-Islam, didn't survive. And people, there are people who did survive, and they destroyed them. They mourned their whole lives. They've been affected mentally, destroyed their lives. Most people suffered enormously, still continue to suffer. The people who were maskil eldol, they were wise, they were kind. To be maskil means an intensity of wisdom, where a person saw there was a sick person and went out of their way to do something. To do something with chachmah, my blessing to you is biyom ra'ah yimaliteyu Hashem, may Hashem spare you. This is how the Mitzudos and many of the Mefarshim learn. We'll see more. Let's just, I want to read the whole page and then we'll come back. Next, for Hashem, Yishmereu Hashem, he continues the blessing, at least this is according to one interpretation. Hashem, Yishmereu v'chayehu, may Hashem guard him. And may Hashem give him life. Going on the day of Yom Ra'ah, the Ushar Ba'aretz, Ushar means to be firm. May his footsteps be firmly, like Lashon of, you guard my, it means footsteps. May your footsteps, your feet be firmly implanted in the earth. You should stand firm. V'yal titneu b'nefesh oivav, may Hashem not deliver you in the neshama of your enemies. Hashem yis odenu al eres devoy, and he's saying here more blessings, incredible blessings that David is giving this person. May Hashem support you on the bed of devoy. Every person at some point in time in their life, when it comes to the end of their life, they die, and they are on a deathbed. Eres devoy means the deathbed. Eres is the bed. Devoy means of suffering. At that time, may Hashem support you. Kol mishkavo hafachta v'chol yoy, and all of your linen should be. Interesting when it says kol mishkavo hafachta v'chol yoy. When you are sick, someone should come and take care of you, and someone should come and change your linen. Someone should come and. It's interesting when it says. And I think one of the farshim says someone should, like, you know, David was ahead of his time. You know, you shouldn't get bed sores. Someone should come every single day and move you from one side to the other, not to remain in the same position, so you have the ability to recover. Okay, David over here is, yeah?
See, all of this is framed in the third person.
That's why it's subject to interpretation.
As pointed out, David is not shy about using the first person.
So why is he saying the third person? So could, okay, let's see, you're right. That opens up, that's why it opens up many interpretations to what exactly these psukim mean. Okay, let's see these psukim all together. Let's see first the Mitzvah Zavin Pasuk, Pasuk Aleph. Okay, there is no Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Yimaliteyu. Page 370. On the very bottom of 370, Yimaliteyu, what am I saying over here? I'm sorry, Mitzvah Pasuk, Pasuk Beis. Maskil Odol, Hanoi Sein Tzedok Odol. Now, okay, the Mitzvah says, doesn't say, refers to a sick person. I take it back, that we'll see in the Radak, and Rashi. Okay, the Mitzvah over here does not, everything I told you, hold off one moment. The Mitzvah here refers to a person who is poor. A person who is poor, and David is giving a blessing. Hanoisin tzedakah ladol behaskel Leval yach limoy. Okay, a whole new pshat. David is saying there are poor people in this world and they need help. We had yesterday va'ani oni ve'evyoin. Today we have another word. We have the word dol. Rav Kalman mentions the word rosh. Okay, there are all different types of poor people. Here David is focusing on the dol. And David over here is saying is that a person who gives tzedakah to a poor person in a way that does not cause him shame. Don't. It's bad enough to be poor, to suffer the humiliation and the daigus. It's not necessary to rub it in to the person that you're poor. Go get a job. You should have done. You should have done that. People who are poor, it is what it is. And those people who are clever to somehow find a dignified solution for the situation, you can't solve the problem. And we said yesterday, ki lo yechdal evyoin mikeref aret. It's a curse in this world. There are poor people, and no one wants to be poor, and everyone should, of course, normal person, do anything you possibly can not to be in this matzav. But when the day is over, you can't blame people for being poor. It's not our business to blame them for being poor. It is what it is. And a person who's maskil, he's wise, he's clever to find for them a solution, he's ashrei, he's praiseworthy, he is deserving of praise, such a person. You have to understand that David was a melech. I know a Rav very well, and I ask him, what do you do the whole day? What do you do the whole day? You're a rabbi. It's a nasty thing, but I can talk to him. What do you do? You're a rabbi. So he says, what do I do the whole day? Well, I shouldn't say him. The person I'm referring to, he passed away. And I asked his son-in-law, what does Yisrael do? What does Yisrael? Yisrael passed away. He was a Rav. He was a very popular Rav. And I asked him, what does Yisrael do the whole day? So he says, you know what Yisrael did the whole day? He helped people get jobs. That's what he did the whole day. He sat on the phone the whole day. We had a very big community. And everyone, the biggest problem was Parnassa. Known as Parnassa. And the whole day he sat on the phone, networking to find his balabatim the right job. The job that they'll have satisfaction and a dignified Parnassa. He used all of his resources, all of his koichos to help people get a good job. That's what a rabbi does. Welcome to America. That's what a rabbi does. Rabbi does, you think a rabbi sits and learns in paskins on chickens? And paskins and paskins on a chesh and mishpat shayla, and checks into people's yichus to see if they're kohanim, if they're roy to duchen and shul. That's not what the rabbi does. The rabbi is busy the whole day with helping people get a parnas.
Social working.
Yeah, rabbi today is a social worker.
Therapy.
100%. And even though they don't have any license, they don't have any training professionally in social work. And in therapy. So why do people come to them and ask them all these questions? Beats me, I don't know.
On the job training.
Okay, it is what it is. Okay, well, rabbi, because you become rabbi, you're gonna sin, you're gonna say drashas, you have shiurim, you're gonna paskin halachas, you're gonna lead the community and you're gonna elevate them to become yirei shemayim. Yeah, welcome to the real world. Most of the job of a rabbi is, like you said, Mr. was a social worker. Is making arrangements for people who are sick and bikur cholim, and he helps people get jobs and all these type of things. And David HaMelech, who is the Melech, what do you think he sees the whole day? What do people come to him the whole day with problems? It's not for nothing that in the government they're dealing the whole day with how much money to allocate for food stamps and for this program and that program and health and health care, because That's life. That's the world of reality. People need help. And David HaMelech, wow. I praise the people who, I'm the king, who have assisted me in figuring out clever and wise solutions to help the destitute. You have a country of people, they always tell you on the news that most of America, 80% of America, they live paycheck to paycheck. They have no life savings. And if they have an emergency, it's a big, big problem. So people, and the healthcare system is collapsing, and the cost of living is out of control, and inflation, and education, and you name it, every day there's another crisis, and it's always about money. It's always about money. Ashrei maskil el dol. He's praising people in Klal Yisrael who have solutions, who can figure out a solution to help the destitute. David must have been a Democrat. All the government programs, you should know, even though we literally detest, I don't want to get in trouble over here with politics, we detest the wokeness of the Democratic Party, but who's the one who created Social Security? Who's the one who created all healthcare? And you go through almost every single program, you go check back in history, all of the government programs, 95% of them were all enacted by Democrats. Okay, but a lot of these programs, it's interesting. In any event, Ashrei Maskil Eldol. David is praising people who are smart and have solutions how to help the poor people. B'yom Ra, he gives them a blessing. B'yom Ra, Yimalteiro Hashem, B'yom Ra, Uvigmul Zeh. The Mitzvot makes it very, very clear. I'm giving you people a bracha. If you go into politics and you find solutions for people who suffer, I give you a bracha. Okay, the bracha is uvigmul zen in reward for this yimalateo Hashem kishiyya ba'olam esra'ah ki loy savir lavan. Rechman al-Hassan, there comes a time in this world. The Mitzvot Stav says it as a fact. You can't deny the fact that there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in a way that there are set times of ra'ah. There are tekufos in this world where things are not pleasant, things do not go according to plan, and people suffer. And during these times, he's giving them a bracha you cannot avoid. It's like a wave. You go to the ocean, and the wave comes. That's the way it is. You don't like have unrealistic expectations that the day that I go to the beach, there are not going to be waves. There are waves. There are big waves, small waves. This is the reality. And when the wave comes, you have to know how to brace yourself not to drown. Hashem created a world of ups and downs, and it's inevitable, it's a mitzias, and the bracha I give you, people who have done good work for the Klal Yisrael, is when those times in this world come, you and your family, you should be spared. You should be in the right place at the right time, have the right protection. There are whatever those conditions are, no one even knows what they are. It's a big mystery, and Hashem shoots me. This is a very good drasha, this pasuk, for people who go who enter in public service. Mm. People who enter in the public service, this pasuk is mamish. These psukim, according to the Mitzudos, is a beautiful bracha to that. You're doing service for Klal Yisrael, for the world at large, and you help people. You help people, you find the solutions for people to help themselves. You should be blessed that when it happens in this world, difficult times, Hashem should guard over you. Okay, next Mitzudos on the next page 372. In the Mitzudos David, it's really on page 373. The Ushar. It sounds like Hasidish, no? Ushar. David must have been a chassid. David says, "Shomer nafshi ki chosid ani." How do you know? V'ushar, ushar, yeshubach b'chol aretz. He should be praised. So this is not what I told you. When I translated the pasuk, I told you means footsteps. Hold on, we're going to see that in a few moments. But the Mitzvah stuff does not say what I said. He says the word ushar means happy, like Ashrei Yoshev Esecha. This is a repetition from the first pasuk base. Ashrei maskil v'ushar b'oretz. Praiseworthy, so here it means also happy, say my day, yeshubach b'chol ha'oretz. Targum says, to be praised. Okay, v'chayeyu v'ushar v'pasik b'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Toiv. It's Shevach, praise. Here it says Toiv. Here in Pasuk Gimel, Targum says V'yot Vine. V'yot Vine.
He's referring to
Pasuk Aleph. It says Shevach. Pasuk Aleph, there are two different. There's Ashrei, which is L'shabacho. No. No, it's all the same word. The word L'matzeach. Mizmor L'David. So he has a whole pshat over here. See, the Pasuk Aleph. L'shabacha tush bachno l'David. He translates for Lamatzech differently than he ordinarily translates. We have to go back and study that. That's one of my big averis here in this shir, is I don't do enough targum. I don't spend enough time preparing the targum. It's really travesty. Air conditioning is another problem.
It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Baruch Hashem, we have air conditioning. We're blessed to have air conditioning. After indoor plumbing, air conditioning is a great government program. Okay, we have to go back to that. L'matzech mizma. Look briefly at the Targum. The Targum says, L'shabacha tushbachno l'david. He says that those two words, lamnatzeach and mizmar, it's interesting, they're both the same word. That's not so common for the Targum to do that, to go take two words and translate them exactly the same. On the other hand, I always tell you that we learn Unkelis, one of the goals of Unkelis in Rashi is to simplify the language. Even though Lashon HaKodesh is one of the shortest, smallest languages in the world, yet the Targum Unkelis, one of his roles in being a Targum is to take is to simplify the language even more. And very often the Targum will translate synonyms, different words in Chumash, with the same exact word. That's one of his goals. The Targum is on a mission. He has an agenda. Okay, obviously in Sinai. And one of those, it's a very common theme that you learn in Targum, is there are many words that are synonyms in Chumash, and he translates all of them the same, and that's a simplification of the language. Here, this is not Unkelis. The Targum over here, and we always mention the Targum over here on Tehillim. We don't know who really it is. They call Targum Yosef. It's not exactly clear who wrote Targum on Kisuvim, and it certainly does not carry the weight of Targum Unkelis, Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. But it is important. Now, by the way, once we mention over here Targum, we're going to mention over here there are many people here who learn over here Daf Yomi. Yesterday's Daf, the Gemara presented a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda as to the nusach of the get. And according to the Chacham, the sugi of Yodos limit for Nidorim, Yodayim Mechichos, Yodayim Shin Mechichos. There's a very fascinating line of Gemara there that Rav Mendel Kasher has a whole kutras on, and it's really mind-boggling with the observation that he makes. And that is, it says this is not the primary sugya, but the Gemara says, what is the nusach of a get? According to the Chachamim, Hare'at Muteres L'chol Adam. And then the Gemara presents Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "V'dein diyahavi lechi minoi." This piece of paper that is to you from me should be, remember, a get piturin, a sefer sefar tachrichun, and get shivukin. Three expressions, and that's what it says in the nusach of the Gittin that the Bezin uses today. Where do those three expressions come from? A get piturin, a sefar tichruchin, and a get shavikin, whatever it says. Where does that come from? So Rav Mendel Kasher says, look at the three targumim. Take out a mikoris gedolos. There's targum Unkelis, targum Yoinosan ben Uziel, and targum Yerushalmi. And one Targum Unkelis says get piturin, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says sefar tichrichun, and Targum Yerushalmi is what was the last one? Megillas. What was it? Shavikin. The three terms that are used in the Gemara are the three targumim, Targum Unkelis, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and Targum Yerushalmi. So you see how critical the Targum when Anshe Knesset, whoever wrote the Nusach of the Get, go back to the Gemara. This is in the Gemara. When they wrote the Nusach of the Get in the Gemara, and you want to translate for the common man, what is a Sefer Krisos? The Chosav La Sefer Krisos. What does it mean? How are you going to translate a word? You go to the Targum. The Targum is the Mesorah. Targum is Mesinai. There's a Targum Unkelis, a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and a Targum Yushalmi. Targum Yushalmi. And they're presented even in the Mikrois Kedos. The Mikrois Kedos is not so similar because the Targum Yushalmi is not so posh, because Targum Mikrois Kedos that we have today only has snippets. Does not have the complete version. The complete version has been only very recently revealed. The Vatican accidentally released a copy, the complete copy of Targum Yerushalmi. It was gold. And he published it, many published it, and people wrote critical editions on it. On the Targum Yerushalmi, the Vatican had a copy of the whole Targum Yerushalmi. For whatever reason, many of the editions of the Mikrois Gedolos, including article, refused to print the entire Targum Yerushalmi in the Mikrois Gedolos. Why? They only have what we have today, which is basically hit-miss snippets. I guess there's still a debate. I don't know, I'm not part of this world, if we can really trust the copy, the edition that was released by the Vatican. If we really can trust what we have. The Vatican, we don't have a copy, it's lost. Many things were lost. Yeah. And what we have in the Mikrois Gedolos Chumashim are snippets, which is probably, I don't know what percent it is, maybe 30%, 40% of the whole Targum Yerushalmi. But the Vatican released a full version, and everything that we have is exactly what it says there. So why can't we assume that the 60% that we don't have is authentic? Okay, that's the debate. So there are hit and miss. Some publishers have printed the entire copy. Rav Mendel Kasher certainly printed the whole thing in Torah Shlema, the whole edition beginning to end. And there have been other publishers as well, and there have been people who have just dedicated volumes to the study of Targum Yerushalmi, which is Mamish the Mesorah, part of the Messiah, but in the classic editions of that have been printed recently by Maor and by Oiz V'Hadar and by Artsko, nope, they will not print the whole edition. Now, because that's why if you go and take out the Chumash, you're not going to believe me, you're going to go look today, you're going to take out a Mikros Kedos, and you're going to look for the three Targumim of Get Peturin and Sefer Sefer Tachrichin, Sefer Tachrichin and Get Peturin and Get Shevikin, those three words, you're going to see what I said is true by Targum Unkel, is a Targum Yonasim and Uziel, but you're not going to see the Targum Yerushalmi. That's because in our Mikrois Gedolos, there is no, they don't print it. You got to go look in Torah Shlema. Okay, but even Torah Shlema, that was printed after he died already. That was printed after, but he has this in one of his Kuntresim. In any event, getting back over here to this Targum over here, the Targum over here, Rabbi Kalman is pointing over here that it says in the Targum L'Shabocha Tush Bachta, we have an interesting Targum for L'Matzech Mizma. Okay, going back now to Hashem Yishmrei V'Yechayev V'Ushar V'Ushar Baretz, he will have a happy life in this world. Ushar, according to the Mitzvah, this stuff means Yishubach B'Chol Aretz Hakol Yoimru Ashraf. Interesting. Everyone will say about him, fortunate are you. That's a very interesting interpretation, how he interprets the word. Now, by the way, you have the Kriv Chsif. Okay, there's a Kriv Chsif. Yasher. Yasher means he will be happy. But yet, the way we pronounce his V'ushar is he is. It's a statement of fact, not that he will be. And according to the Mitzvot, this confirmation, and you should not take that lightly, because people are always looking for validation. That's a very critical word today in dealing with people, and dealing with children, dealing with adults, with balabatim. People are desperate to be validated. People, you know, there are some people, someone told me there's a certain type of rabbi, and he basically, it was a shul and very, very modern balabatim, and they had a lot of prabhus, and they settled on all different types of rabbonim, all the whole, and they ended up selling on a rabbi who's, on the one hand, he's very firm, but on the one hand, he's really wild, like he goes to movies. And in his drashas, he'll go and he'll, you know, we'll talk about the parsha and go and tell you about a movie and tell you about a Scottish novel, and the Balabatim love him. Why do they love him? What's the psychology? He validates their lifestyle. Validation. These people, anyway, they're going to do what they want to do. That's whatever. None of our business. That's the way. That's who they are. That's how they've been brought up, and this is their lifestyle. And what a person needs desperately in this world is validation. What you're doing is good. The way you live your life is excellent. This. Well, they want a rabbi that's going to tell them that you're a bunch of lowlifes. It's not going to work like that. A person needs to be validated. That's exactly what it says in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David is learning that David was the ultimate psychologist. It says here the word v'ushar ba'aretz. What does that mean, v'ushar ba'aretz? You will be validated. That's what he says. He says, it doesn't just say that you can be happy. You'll be praised. V'ushar. Okay, page 372, in the very, very bottom. Yeshubach, you will be praised b'chol aretz. Hakoil yoimru, everyone will say about you, Ashraf, fortunate are you. You're good. You're praiseworthy. And that is very satisfying, to be acknowledged that, oh, you're a good person. Your choices in life are correct. That's a very powerful, gives a person an enormous sense of satisfaction. This week's parasha, Avram or Ivri. This week's parasha, we learn about one person who did not have validation. The whole world was against him. The whole world. He was on one side, the whole world was on the other side. No one validated the lifestyle, the choices of Avraham Avinu. And yet, and that makes life extremely difficult. And Avraham Avinu, knowing the MS, He didn't care. But for the average person, you need that validation, and that's what it says over here in this pasuk. David over here is giving a bracha to people who enter into public service and find solutions for the poor people. He says, "May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may Hashem guard them, may Hashem give them life, and may they be validated." I'm going to translate the word v'ushar ba'aretz. Not that they'll be happy; they'll be praised. They will be validated in this world as living a life of nobility, which brings a person enormous satisfaction. The al titnei b'nevesh oivav, and Hashem will not allow him to fall into the nevesh oivav further than Mrs. Tov. The al titnei atah Hashem hein yodati shaloi titnei b'rotzayin oivav. You Hashem know that you will not deliver him in the desires of his enemies. Lahasig boy ta'avasam, to allow the enemies, the person's enemies, to win the election and make decisions that will make these good people miserable. Hashem will make sure that whoever you vote for is who will win the election. Okay, next. Pasuk Dalit, Hashem yisodenu kishayipol l'mishkov. Okay, David over here is saying, as a matter of fact, when a person, every person, their time comes, a person reaches 120 or maybe older, maybe 150. Okay, some say that a person really is supposed to live to 150. We have a whole sukkah. Moshe was really supposed to live to the age of 150. And because of the chait of that he spoke to the rock, he hit the rock, he lost 30 years. So whoever said you're supposed to live only 120. Okay, we have this thing, the pasuk of Hayu Yom of May of the Eshem. The Pshuta Shel Mikra of that pasuk is that Hashem says to build the Teva for 120 years. It has really nothing to do. The Pshuta Shel Mikra that everyone says you should live 120 is not discussing man, it's discussing the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, the Hashem told Noach, build the Teva for 120 years, and maybe people will wake up. It has nothing to do with the lifespan of a person. The person can. What? Right. A person can live a lot more than 120 years, even though according to what I've read in some science books is that...
I told you this about 150 from the Abarbanel.
Barbanel, you said 150 by Barbanel.
I told you that.
Scientifically, scientists say today that if a person's cells, basically, if there was no toxicity in a person, and a person would live in without pollution, all the conditions would be good, a person can live for approximately 125 years. This is a secular, scientific, based upon how a cell reproduces, you know, all of the science of the today, which is very interesting. It fits in with our tradition, Maya the Eschem.
If you live what the Abba Ben El says in Bereshis, it's no wonder when we think, how could people have lived 700, 800, 900 years? He said, if God intended other Marishal, maybe he wanted, say, to live forever or to live for 1,000 years at least, he would, when you want to construct something that could last a long time, you're going to use the best materials, place it in the best climate, give it the best food to eat. So that's what he goes on to say. He put him Vayani Cheyu Began Eden, where the climate is perfect.
Fascinating.
He made him of the best material.
And
he
told
him only to eat fruits and vegetables.
Fascinating.
Not to eat any meat.
Woo.
So therefore,
wow, what a fart.
If you had that, you could live 1,000 years.
The fascinating.
Is, once after the flood, you have climate change, you have eating meat, you have all these things. Life gets shortened. There's nothing you can do. When you eat meat, it rots your body from the inside.
Vegetarian.
He gives off.
Fascinating. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's the pshat of the pasuk, is to live a long life.
Chava was made only from part of the good stuff.
The etzem. Etzem e'atzomai. All right, let's go further. Hashem, so therefore he says over here, he gives him bracha. The bracha over here, and the mitzvah over here, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Hashem, a person ultimately will die. No one lives forever. And, you know, you see people who leave this world, they suffer for years, and they're people that just, they die a misas neshika. A misas neshika. Hashem yisadenu kishayipol l'mishkav yisadenu Hashem b'yoyse al mitasa b'chol ya. Hashem will support him when on his bed. He will not suffer when the time comes to leave this world. When a person is ill, he'll have people that will take care of him. He'll have excellent aides. He'll have, well, you don't ever need to come on to Rachmanistan, but we're saying over here that you would ask the question, why didn't David just give this fellow a blessing? You shouldn't get sick. Obviously, you have to be realistic. Obviously, when a person because 120 years old, he needs someone to help him out, and you should merit at that time when you do need help, the best. The help should be those that really care for you, know how to take care of you, give you the right medicines, and give you the best health. And he says over here, which is something which is incredible, which is, 21st century. You know, people, Rahman al-Islam, they don't move. It's very dangerous. Someone should move you mitzad el tzad kederecha mishamesh esachoyle asher yitztarech l'mi l'so'adoy bozeh v'yomar b'derech mashal. Okay, so this is the blessing of David. David over here at the end of this Sefer. We have to remember, this is the end of Sefer Aleph, the first, fifth Chumash. The end of Chumash Aleph of Sefer Tehillim. The last mizma of this chapter, and David over here is giving incredible blessings. David over here is saying, I was a chayla, I was deathly ill. Well, no, I'm sorry, that's the next shot. Right now, let's discuss over here. It's simple, David over here is coming as a melech. And David is saying, there are people in government who have helped me with, came up with solutions. My cabinet, people in charge of the economy, in charge of health services, all the different things that people need, ashrei maskil eldol. People who enter into public service to be wise and clever in order to give assistance to people who are in need. And those people who devote their lives to this, may Hashem bless them. May they be spared from the difficult times in this world. And personally, when they come, their time comes, they should go in peace and should not have to suffer all of the horrors that we find in this world. Okay, now. All right, now let's look over here at let's look over here at Rashi. Rashi over here says Eldol. Rashi over here says an entirely different interpretation. Rashi learns Eldol means Choyle levakroy. David is not coming to praise those who enter the public service. David is coming to praise those people that engage in the mitzvah of bikur choylem, people who go to visit the sick people. Eldol choyle levakroy. Ki inyan shenemar Madua ata kochodol. David went to visit his son Amnon. David had a son Amnon, and Amnon, a mice with Tamar, with the sister, a whole story there, what happened. And Tamar became his nurse, and he ended up having relations with her. So Madua ata, so David over here, David went to visit the sick. Biyoim ra, zu gehinoim. That's the day of Ra. Uvoilam hazeh ma'as sucharoi, Hashem yishmereu v'yachayeu l'mi, shemivakroi umeitiv loy. The Rashi is learning the pasuk a bit midrashic, but he's changing the subject. We're not discussing people that are maskil, who are wise to help poor people, but rather the word dol in this context means a person that is deathly ill. And a person who needs care, health care. And someone that comes to be mevaker choyle, to visit the sick, and to take care of the person's needs, may he be blessed that he does not go to Gehenim, biyom ra'ah, and in this world he should live. He should be spared from Gehenim, and he should live a good, long life. This is...
Dal is also dal bebasar. His body became very skinny.
He lost weight. He's sick. He's let's see what's over here in Lamsech. Zebis malcholio asho yeshamim maslok my mabit person that he learned the Ibn Ezra is very interesting. The word maskil over here means to a person who takes notice. He looks. He gazes. V'hanochoin migizras seichel. It means to be wise. Shiyosim libo v'yaskil b'masa Hashem imachole. Now that's another. He's saying something a little bit different. The Ibn Ezra is saying is really elaborated upon by the Malbim. We'll get to in a moment. And vidal b'mamon gam b'bosa, a person who's very thin, lean. Fu acholik makochadal kochadal ben hamelech. Dalois that is taught by the animals, by the cows and the dreams. The yeshem shemaskil poel yotzke. So they did their interpretations. But Rashi here learns, we're dealing over here, that the David over here is coming to give a bracha to people that are going to be mavakir choyle. Next page, al eres devoy. What is the bracha? Eres is a deathbed, is a bed, hospital bed. Ramachol, what does this say over here? Lit delas. What does this mean?
On which word?
The word eres, pasuk 4.
Right.
Lit?
Mm-hmm.
On eres.
Well, we know eres means bed, right?
Right.
L-I-T, that's the word?
Yeah, lit balas.
Yes, I know. I have to figure it's something like a litter.
A litter?
Yeah, you know, a litter when you
for waste.
Somebody in a litter.
On a...
Stretcher,
okay. All right. So, kimoy hine arsoy eres barzel oig melech habashon. His bed was an eres, a bed of barzel. Now, do you want to say a chiddush? Do you want to say now when it says Hine Arso Eres Barzel, that simply means that he had a very nice bed? Okay, you know, you go, he got the rest of his life. Sleepies. Had a very nice bed. Or do you want to make a wild deek? Do you want to make a wild deek from this pasuk that when it says by Oig, Hine Arso Eres Barzel, it means that he was sick, his deathbed, he was in a hospital, and they had some. No, you don't want to say, well, it means in general, healthy people lie on an eris.
Big iron bed.
Okay.
It says, he was measured by his bed.
By his bed.
He was a human being, he was not an angel.
Not an angel, many perushim. But ordinarily, when you talk about a bed, it's a mishkov and a moishav. A mishkov and a moishav, in the ordinary terms, eris, is another word for a bed. In the context of this mizmar, eres means a person's deathbed, a hospital bed. So does that mean, is that really correct that every other time in Tanakh where it says the word eres, instead of saying the word that we would expect of mishkov and moishav, it means the person was not well? I never heard that before. That's not what you assume when you have in Devarim, when you talk about hinei arso eres barzel. There you assume that it means you know he had a very big bed. whatever, he was a healthy person. He also needs to go to sleep every so often, and he had a bed. But over here, it is interesting that Rashi is saying in this pasuk that the word eres here means, it means a person's dead. Kishayich legamu yisadenu hine arsoi eres barzel kishayechele.
It comes with eres dvai. Eres by itself is a mitah. But eres dvai is...
Oh, when it comes together. Okay. Okay, when it comes together. Hine arsoi eres barzel kishayechele gamu yisadenu mahu al eres dvai. This is very interesting what it says here. Yoim shvi shel choyle, shu dove moed, kach nidrash be'agodas tilim. Okay, so there are different days when a person gets ill. The Gemara has a discussion. What is the ideal number of days to be ill before a person dies? Today, a person can be, modern medicine can keep a person alive artificially, can keep a person alive artificially for years. Okay, for years. And but that's not obviously that's not ideal. That's not the way it was in the time of Chazal, where a person, when his time came, relatively speaking, he went pretty quickly. And the Gemara says there are different number of days. We had
in seven. The Gemara
there's an ideal number of days, and there is too few days. A person needs to leave this world. We find this idea again and again and again in many different contexts, is that the frame of mind that a person is in when he leaves this world is critical. We don't know why, we don't understand why, but yet it is a mitzvah. The person's frame of mind is critical for what comes next. And if a person dies suddenly, that's not a good thing. He's not prepared. And if a person is being tortured for more than he should, more than it's normal, that's also not good, because he's demoralized and he's weak. He's also, there's like the Goldilocks syndrome. Not too little and not too much. He needs to be aware of what is happening, and he needs to properly prepare himself. But if he suffers too much, then it's no good. You know what it's like? Someone told me, people who date, someone said, the expert told me, is that people, Bachim, there is the right time to get engaged. If you get engaged too quickly, it's no good. And if you go out on too many dates and you let it schlep more, it's also, there is a right time for everything. And it may seem no big deal, so he got engaged too quickly, anyway would have married her, or he schlepped with her a month or two more than he should have. So someone says, no, he says, a shatran deals with this, I have a lot of experience with this. He says, it's very important, that frame of mind you go into when you get engaged and to get married, it makes a difference. It really makes a difference. The person has to be in the right frame of mind. And there's a time to get engaged. You go out, you see it's going, and it reaches a climax, and now's the time to get engaged. And if you let it go, and you schlep, even if you get engaged, let's say a month or two or 3 months later, it's a problem. It can have an effect going forward towards, you know, there could be a danger that the engagement will break up. There can be, you know, there's a time for everything. There's a time to die. When Hashem decides that a person now, his time is up, he has achieved his mission, 120 years, and now he's shutting down, the frame of mind is critical. Rashi here talks about this, the Yoim Shvi'i Shel Choyle, on day seven. Okay, so this obviously demands a lot of understanding exactly what is the ideal amount of time, but one thing we learn over here is that this is a very difficult time. It's not a good time, and it's Dove Ma'oit, he's extremely...
It might not literally mean the seventh day. Yom Shvi is the end of the week, it's the end.
Is that what it means, on Shabbos?
No, not on Shabbos. I'm saying Yom Shvi means the end of your...
I don't know. You have to see what in the. I don't know the medrash. The medrash Shachar Tov. I don't know this medrash. It's possibly subject to interpretation. I don't know. Zeh Yom Shvi Shul Cholashu Dov Mod Kach Nidrash Veglas Tehillim Kol Mishkava Afachtev Chol Yoy Af Vishas Shachol Yukavir Olav Shenepach Kol Mar Goya Umunuchosay. Okay, so the Rashi is learning this not like the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas gave over here a very dry interpretation. Okay, that a person is very sick, he needs he needs a good nurse, someone to turn him from side to side so he should not get a bed, develop bed sores. That's not what it says over here. Over here he learns this, it's a frame of mind. Rashi learns he is in a very distraught state of mind. Everything is not going his way. All of his organs are not responding. All the numbers are not what they should be. And kol mishkavoy hafachta v'cholyoy. All he needs Hashem to be with him. Hashem should support him on day 7, which is, if he's going downhill, day 7 is, the worst is pretty bad. It's already the end. And now all the sirens are going off. All of the beeping on the machines, all of the numbers, all of the test results, nothing is working. Kol mishkavo, mishkavo here is a metaphor for all of the things that individually would cause them to be sick. And now they've all coalesced. They've all come together. Hafachta are now working against him. All of his whole body is shutting down. Af v'shosh shechol yoy kovid alav, shenepoch kol marugo. All of his, I didn't say it correctly. He's learning mishkavoy mean, all mishkav means v'yenuchu al mishkavoy b'shalom. All of your tranquility. It's a very chiddush what Rashi says. Mishkavoy here means, ordinarily, when a person is healthy, he goes to sleep with pleasantness. He lies down, he wakes up, he's in a state of tranquility. Now, all of the things that ordinarily give him tranquility have now turned against him to give him nightmares, to make life difficult for him. Everything is going against him. At that moment in time, may Hashem be with you. May Hashem enter into the picture, and may Hashem give you chizik and support you. Okay, this is what it says. So therefore, what do we learn according to Rashi? The subject of these psukim is a person who is ill. And I'm sorry, that's not the subject. We're dealing with a person who is a mevaker choyle, a person who goes to visit the sick. He's kind to be maskil, to look, to be an advocate. What does a maskil here in this pasuk mean? I think a good word would be an advocate. People go to the hospital, they're not interested in dealing with patients. They're busy. They have their own lives. And they don't need more work. They don't need to go and think, what can we do to make this person better? The person comes in, he's just dollars. How many tests could we administer to milk out the insurance company? Okay, I was in the hospital with someone and literally the CEO of the company, of the hospital, came into the room. The CEO. Why? Because you, it says on the computer you're here already for 8 days. And now we're losing money. Okay, the hospital, they have everything calculated down to a science.
Did he come to pull the plug?
No, he wanted to know what's going on. He basically wanted to know that now we're beginning to lose money on this patient, so why is this patient still here? You know, this is not a nursing home. Come to the hospital, we're here, we do services. We do procedures, we do surgery, and we get you out of here. And we send you off to rehabilitation, to a rehab center, or we send you to a hospice. No one dies in a hospital today. Today, I mean, they will die, but today it's anyone who dies in the hospital's lost money. They don't want people to die. You're supposed to die in a hospice. Yeah, they do. They do. A hospital today, if anyone dies in the hospital, it means the hospital has lost money on the patient. Hospital is a place of procedures. Procedures where you make money from the insurance company. And after they see they've done what they can do for the person, out. You go to a rehab center, and they have their own system of how they make money, or a hospice, but not in the hospital. And they have down to a science how many days, and you pass a certain number of days, something is that can't, we're not making money, something is not going right over here. So a person who, people don't care, you want to make a person, the hospital just wants to make money. They don't care that the person should actually get better. The goal of the hospital is to be discharged. They don't care if you're discharged to a hospice or you're discharged to go home. Ashrei, David says, maskil eldol. I praise the people who are patient advocates. Patient advocates who are actually looking into the patient's records, into his condition, to see what they can do to make the patient get better. I praise those people, not the insurance companies, not the people who are just, you know, just trying to make money, the ones that are the maskilim. The maskilim are the advocates. And what is my blessing to you? My blessing to you is God should watch you, should spare you, should save you, should guard you, should give you life, and may you be validated, and you may not be delivered. May your candidate in politics win. And when your time comes, Achamea Ve'esher, it's inevitable, and you're going to need the services, the healthcare services. Everything by you should be as good as it gets. What a bracha. Beautiful pshat. This is the pshat. This is what it says in Rashi. Now, let's look at the Radak. The Radak says Kemat the same thing, but a bit of a twist. A bit of a twist. Very similar, but not exactly. Back in the beginning of the Radak, the Radak says, Maskil el dal, dal hu achol. Okay, page 371, he starts out like Rashi. The dal here is not like the mitzudos, a poor person who's on government services, is on government programs, or rather we're dealing over with a person who's ill, who's sick. An advocate. The chaplains. Okay, he's praising the chaplains over here. Now here's where he's deviating. Now on the next page, 372, okay, he's saying really two perushim, one from himself, one from his father, and both of them are not what Rashi says. It's not a bracha, koloimar. Now he explains his first interpretation, page 373. Al means to daven. Al giving examples. So the first interpretation over here is go back and read the Psukim. Ashrei, I praise the people who are masculine el dol. Who? What do these people do? The people, the patient advocates, are the people who biyoyim ra yimalateu Hashem. On the day of ra, they are mispalel to Hashem, or they intervene that Hashem should save them. If not for the patient advocates, the people would die. So what do the patient advocates think again? Let's take a step back. According to Rashi, it's a bracha. Ashrei maskil el dol. Period. Finished. We now have defined the subject. And now David is going to deliver a beautiful blessing to these patient advocates and those that are mevaker choyle. The Radak says, no, we're not up to that yet. We're not up to the bracha yet. We're dealing here what the maskil el does, el dol, their mission. This is the mission statement of the Biker Cholim Institute. The Biker Cholim Institute of planet Earth has a mission statement. And you know what the mission statement is? If you want to be part of us, you have to intervene. You have to enter into the combat zone where the Malach HaMoves is hovering over the Cholim, and intervene and be mispalel to Hashem and pull all the right strings, all the right buttons with all the hospital officials and break all the rules to intervene so that on Biyoyim Ra, on the day when the hospital has decided enough of this guy, he's a burden on us and we're going to get rid of him, we're going to cleverly just look the other way and have him expire. No, you're not. We're here to prevent that from happening. We're here to say, Hashem, save this guy. We're going to intervene, Yemaliteu Hashem, and we're going to be present there, and we're going to daven to Hashem. Hashem, we're going to daven. Yishmereu, Vichayeu, save this fellow. Guard him, give him life. Not only give him life, make him a happy person. Make him productive in society again. V'ushar ba'aretz. and we mispalel to you, Hashem, the al titneu b'nefesh oivav. Who are the nefesh oivav? Those guys who run around in the hospital with white coats. The doctors and the nurses and the medical industry, they are his enemies.
Why?
Because they want to kill him. He's a burden on the system, on the healthcare system. He's a burden. According to the Radak was so ahead of his time, you can't imagine. According to the Radak is learning that the nefesh oivav here are basically the health industry. The health industry is not in it for your benefit. They're in it to make money. And most of the time, making money does not coincide with getting better. Okay? A lot of horror stories of people that the doctors, they give medication that are totally inappropriate because insurance pays for this medication an enormous amount of money. And they become very, very wealthy. And does the person need this medication? No way. Now does he not need the medication? It can be harmful to this person. So these people, they're mamish, the nefesh oivav. And who's there to spare them from this? The patient advocates. The patient advocates are there. They are the maskil eldol. They enter into the hospital on the yom ra'ah when the doctors are there with their needles and all of their instruments and all of their calculations of how much money they can make. And they're there to spear this person from them by being their advocate and doing whatever they can do in connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to pray to Hashem and to siyat v'shmaya to save this fellow from what's going to happen to him. That's mamash what he says over here. I'm not making this up. Look, let's read this again. Look what he writes over here. One more time, so I'm not making this up. Maskel dol dol hu acholik kmo madua atukafan umaskel mashkiach mabit kloy mar shibo levakaroi. He comes to visit him. V'shoyaloi al in yinei cholio. He asks him, "Nu, how are you feeling? What's wrong with you? What's your diagnosis? What are the medications they're giving you? You know, let me do my own research. Let me do my own research and see if they're giving you the proper medication over here." V'oyis rashi yuchal medaber libo biyom ra. He comes to visit on the day when it's getting really, really bad. Rashi, Radak, Derech Tefila. And what does he see? He sees over here that they're going to kill him in this hospital. So what does he do? He davens to Hashem. Hashem, don't let them kill him. Don't let him die. V'chein, it gives different examples. He davens to Hashem. He gives all, and then when it says, and the whole thing is, he goes, he prays to Hashem, Hashem save him. Hashem yishmereyu, v'yichayeyu, v'ushar ba'aretz. Let him be productive ba'aretz. V'al titneihu. Do not give him over. It's a prayer in the nefesh of his enemies. Who's that? Who's the nefesh of his enemies? Who, the Malach HaMoves? Is that the nefesh of his enemies? Okay, maybe you'll say that. Or does it mean all these people who wear white coats and are vertical and are walking around? Okay, in the hospital, there are two types of people. They're the vertical people and the horizontal people. The horizontal people are vulnerable to the vertical people. And the vertical people wear white coats. They're supposed to wear white coats. And they're the nefesh oif. What?
There are a lot of white coats in the hospital that are more horizontal than vertical.
Yimalateu Hashem. Okay, I'm not saying there's not a lot of chesed. There are the incredible things that they do, and there's no question about it. I'm not here to say anything chas or shalom bad about the medical industry. Dr. Friedman, I am in awe of all of doctors. I really am. There are a few, you know, empty cans make a lot of noise. There are a few scandals out there that make a lot of trouble, but most, 99% of people who go into this industry are mamish, l'shem shemayim. They do it to help people, to do Hashem's work. They do Hashem's work in making people well, like Dr. Friedman. Let's go further over here. So here we are over here. Then he says over him, his father. Gives cover to his father. The Adoni Avi Zal Perish. He says something beautiful. Another pshat, very similar but different. That these words are not prayers. It's words of chizuk. Chizuk. Now we're talking about the people like the entertainers, who come to the hospital, they sing, and they do they do those things. I remember bringing up these memories. It's really frightening. My parents were very sick. So it was like the first time I really, my grandparents also. I was in the hospital. One of my parents was very, very sick. So it was kratzmach time, and I was, I dug in to be in the hospital for, and who was there? Santa Claus, and came into the room in full regalia. Santa, the grace, the beard, he looked almost like Mayor, not as good. Big white beard with red suit. And, he sees the yeshiva bachar. And he was very nice to me. He was very nice. A very nice conversation with Santa.
Did he ask
you
if you want to put on
film? Well, he didn't ask me. I didn't ask him. And I was very impressed. I was very, very impressed with this particular Santa. He knew what to say, what not to say, and knowing that I'm not exactly a fan of Santa Claus, okay? And I was very impressed. I remember exactly, it was a very long time ago, but it made a roshim on me, and there are good people out there. There are good people out there who come to cheer up people that are very sick and they're caregivers. They come to cheer them up. And that's exactly who David here is praising.
He might have been Jewish.
What could be?
Who knows? My brother, when he was a little kid, worked with my father to the department store, and everybody's going up to Santa, and he was crying. This is the story told over me. He's my older brother. And he was crying.
Who's crying?
My brother. My father said, Santa, you can't go. Finally, he says, okay, go up. So he went up. Santa asked him, what's your name? He goes, Shimon Zev. He says, Nemtzvai.
what do you start to say?
Take two.
He's
giving a little tour.
I heard him say, this is like my yinkle. Did you say Kriya Shema today? Let's say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu.
My kid, I was on the train and there was a Santa there and he said Shema Yisrael.
Yeah, whatever, big deal. First of all, Santa Claus, is not muchach that it's connected called Arakula.
Right.
Okay, Santa Claus is... It's not, even in their religion, it's not necessarily a davar aser, okay, whatever it is. Okay, we look at it today, Santa Claus, whatever it is. But over here, according to the second interpretation of Radak, okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is not a tefillah. This is beautiful what he says. It is not a tefillah. This is words of chizuk. The maskil says to the chole, don't worry. Yemaliteyu Hashem. Hashem's going to save you. This is not a prayer. It's not a bracha. This is chizuk. Okay, that's the key word of this generation. Everyone wants chizuk. The person says to the person, the maskil adult says to the sick person, don't worry. You'll be okay. Yemaliteyu Hashem. Hashem will spare him, meaning you. Hashem's going to take it, even though it doesn't say what would be the correct grammar? Yemaltein, it's me. No, that's Yemaltein, that's me. He's saying to the person, Yemaltelcha. It should really say Yemaltelcha with a chaf at the end. Hashem will save you. That would be the correct grammar. But I guess he's describing the industry. David is not describing it on a personal level. He's describing over here the mission statement of Biko Mevaker Cholim. That what do these people do? These people, they go to the hospital and they tell the sick people, don't worry. Hashem's going to save him. This is what they do. They machazek the sick people with words of chizuk. And they say, they daven, they say, Hashem yishmereyu v'yichayehu, don't worry, Hashem's going to save him, guard him, Hashem's going to give him a life, Hashem's going to make him happy, Hashem's not going to deliver, Hashem's going to support him. These words, according to Radak's father, you have to work on the grammar, understand exactly the details, work out, don't get maskil. You want to have me on TikTok? On this pasuk, because here it says the maskil. Maskil Eldol. You want to chap the maskil on the diktuk over here? Yimalatecha, Yishmerecha. on the TikTok over here. But the point over here is that these words of this pasuk are words of encouragement. The maskilim, they come into the choylim and they tell them, don't worry, have a good attitude. It's been scientifically proven again and again and again. If a sick person has a positive attitude, it goes a very, very long way in achieving good results. Okay, whatever that means. But that's a scientific fact. When you have situations where things can really go two different ways, a good attitude can go a very long way, and you need sometimes intervention. You need chizuk. This is what he says. V'adoni avizal perish ki eila ha'psukim heim divrei ha'mavaker l'nachem ha'choyle. He's giving comfort. V'yoyma lo shelo yivchad me'ha'choyle. Don't worry. V'yishazek b'libo. He gives him an encouragement. Ki b'yomer ha'royim alateo Hashem v'yishmereyu. He gives him encouragement. So this is really very beautiful stuff. So we have over here ready. Oh, it's solo. We have to stop over here. We have over here three. We have over here how many? Four perushim today. We learned for these psukim. Okay, four perushim. Number one, this, the word dull, the subject, are poor people in society. And this pasuk is addressing people who enter into public service. Politicians. That's what politicians do. Politicians, they come in to help people. They help people, they go into public service, what they're supposed to do at least. Not what they actually do, but what they're supposed to do. And they become corrupt, they only help themselves. They go and they help people, and David over here is saying people who go, who maskil adol is David's translation, it's the biblical term of a politician. People who enter the public service, the Agudas Yisrael of America, people coming up the 100th annual convention this year. 100th convention, hope they have a good show. Okay, I'm probably gonna go to as a worker. As a slave, at least I can go. It costs $1,500 for me to go. I get off $1,500. Well, they should really pay me, but I don't know if they're going to pay me. We'll see. But maskil el dol, just a schlep to be like a porter. Maskil el dol is a proper person who goes into public service to help people. And what does the pasuk say according to the mitzudos? A bracha. You get a bracha. All of these are blessings to people who go into public service. That's shot number one. Pshat number two, Rashi. We're dealing with the sick, the ill, the bedridden. They're the dull. And like the Mitzudos, we're giving blessings. We're handing out blessings. B'yom Ra'ah, when you go to Gehenim, they should turn on the air conditioning. That's what it says. In Gehenim, it says, Zugen b'yom Ra'ah yimalteh Hashem. When you go to Gehenim, excuse me, I'm going to go to Gehenim. Just because I'm a mavaker choyle, I went to visit the sick, so I shouldn't have to go to Gehenim. No, just because you go to visit the sick doesn't mean you don't go to Gehenim. You'll still go to Gehenim. The only difference is that when you go to Gehenim, it won't be so hot. They'll turn on the air conditioning for you. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. Yimalateu Hashem, b'yom ra. Everyone has to go to Gehenim. Look, they always say, I told you many times, Lakewood is like Gehenim. Eventually, everyone ends up there. Sooner or later. Everyone knows someone in Lakewood, right? It's like Gehenim. Everyone eventually ends up there, has a shaychus. So this is B'yom Hashem. When you go there, you'll be spared. There won't be traffic. There won't be gridlock on the day that you show up. But you gotta go. Shocking Rashi. Isn't that what Rashi says? And then it goes on to give you all the blessings. Pshat number three. We're not, Yimalteu Hashem is not a blessing. It is a prayer. We're describing here the mission statement of the Beaker Cholim Society of planet Earth. This is what you do. You enter into the hospital, into the places where people are very sick, and you make an assessment, and you daven to Hashem. You pray to Hashem that Hashem should save these people from their caregivers, who are, whoever they are, or from the Malach HaMoves, from the Nefesh Oivav, the people that are trying to do bad things to these people, and Hashem should spare them. And pshat number four from the father of the Radak is this is the mission statement. When you go into these trenches, into places where people are very sick, give the people chizuk. Say to them, don't worry. You're going to survive this. You're going to get better. Just get through it. Just stick it out. Have be mechazek yourself. Give them words of encouragement to be spared. Four peirushim as to the subject of these psukim. All right, take a short break, and then I want to talk about bris milah. This week's parasha, we'll learn about bris milah and discuss some chidushim on bris milah.